The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pair.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, test. Testing My Wife Hates Me podcast, over 300, I guess it's like 340-something, episode 340-something, coming to you from Hillsborough, New Jersey. Test. Okay, you could try yours.
Oh, test, husband. Test.
Yeah. Test. For now on, I want you to call me husband. That's what you...
You like that?
Yeah, that's my new... You go, husband, can I...
You go, when husband, you need to trim around your lips. The beard comes down too much.
You need to trim around your tongue. But you're right.
How is that a good...
Because you wouldn't be able to speak that much.
What?
I just opened the door and she ran out.
Oh, no, it was a mistake. Oh, no, Allie was stuck in the bathroom. Oh, you...
That's why she was barking. Don't, later. You can play with her later.
Okay.
You're doing a podcast. You're doing a very important
podcast. She was stuck in the bathroom.
Good. Big deal. Like, ooh, what a hardship. What's going on over there? Eri, hold on. Talk.
No, why are you getting up and doing something? You're like, don't touch the dog while we're doing the podcast, but you're going to get up and move stuff on your desk? Because do you have OCD that bad?
What's
husband?
That? No, I don't want to see it fall and break. I even though I've never used it for $100. I don't know why I bought it.
Oh.
I bought... What the fuck? I bought the wrong thing. It's $100. I can't return it. I have the box. I never used it, but...
Well, why can't you return it?
Because I don't know if I have the box.
You just said I have the box.
I thought I had a box, but I'm looking. I don't see the box. I hope I didn't throw it out.
There's
what am
a
I gonna
box
return?
Right there that looks like it fits it.
No, that box is another one I bought that I never used. Oh, there is the box right behind it.
Yeah.
But you can't send something back to Amazon 2 months later.
Why not?
I don't know.
Go look. It'll tell you when you click on it, returns, if you can return it or not.
Oh.
Why are you buying stuff from Amazon anyway?
I love Amazon. Amazon is putting...
You love, like, the billionaire... businesses. Walmart, Amazon.
No, I just like convenience. I like convenience in my life. And if I could click, like I just bought a...
It is convenient.
I just bought my bow traveling case in case I want to travel with my bow on a plane.
Uh-huh.
I just bought my Freddie Mercury shirt. I'm waiting for that to come.
Oh.
And I guess, you know, that's all I bought. Oh, I bought... The new sneakers coming out Saturday. I paid higher price just so I'd have them. Like, I didn't get them through the Nike app. The Concords that are coming out Saturday, they're $220 if you get them in the lottery. If you get them, you know, if you're quick enough to get them, they're $220. But I bought them on a site today for $309. I paid $89 extra dollars for them, you know. But maybe I'll get them on what do you call it? Nike.com. Who knows? Sometimes I get a chance to get them in advance. I didn't get this on that. But also, I'm using a comic this week opening for me who's a sneaker wholesaler. So I might hook up with him with some shit. You know what I'm saying? And like I left you in that note, the sneakers in the boxes are worth more money. So.
All right, let me read some of that letter.
Don't read where I said about money.
I won't. Okay, calm down.
I just left her a letter in case I pass
and
away.
I've been asking for this letter forever, but the reason you left it was because we ran into Bobby Kelly.
And he said, yeah.
He said, write her a letter. Yeah, well, right. He was saying, like, Bonnie, you got to tell him about all the finances and stuff because he assumed that I did it.
Yeah, you don't do it.
Yeah, no, they think I'm smart, but
I do
none
all
of
that
stuff.
Bills, everything. That's why I'm so fucking.
I only do Venmo, right?
My whole fucking life is either writing out.
You
want to
Venmo
this,
me some money? Go ahead.
Whatever. I'm just saying. You think
sorry
my life
for me? Go ahead and Venmo me some money. That
Bonnie
if
you
boss.
Don't think my life is not complicated, and let me tell you, people are still nice on this because we still have 50 something followers on Patreon, even though we haven't put anything up in 4 years. So I guess they just want to support. Our podcast.
Yeah,
the people that are staying are just supporters.
Yes, they're supporters. They're cool supporters. Okay, so this
can,
is...
We did lose half, so can you double your support?
So, supporters, you're now supporting. Thank you. No, we do appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts.
Not from the bottom of my heart. I just like, it's nice. I go, that's
listen,
nice.
I listen to other people's podcasts. They're really nice about the people that give them money.
Yeah, but they're not as good as we are. So, you know,
they spend a lot of time thanking people, and I was like, oh, I don't do that at all.
Yeah, but we give.
I'm like, you've been raping us for years. We deserve it, and then I realize that's not a good approach.
Yeah, but here's what we do: we give content so that you know what would you rather have? Shitty content and a lot of thank yous. Well, not too many thank yous and better content. Mm. We give content. That's what people...
No, but once again, I don't want to get in a fight with you, but you tend to believe that anything you do or talk about is better than anything anyone else does or talks about.
Oh,
and
yeah. Our podcast is better.
It's not true. We were on a podcast recently, which comes out tomorrow, Friday.
Yeah.
Guys We Fucked podcast.
Yes.
With Christina and Corinne.
Yes.
Corinne.
And Christina.
Yeah, and you started doing your listing there. And
I didn't
we're all
do
like,
my
what's
listing.
He doing?
I didn't do any list. I was...
Don't you remember we were making fun of you because you started listing books? You started
they
listing books.
They were asking
books.
Me some books I read.
No,
and I
they
was saying,
did not ask
yes.
you what... No.
And I was saying what...
No,
all,
they
yes.
never one time asked you what books you read. You said... They said, what's a good quality about Bonnie? And you said, she's very well read. She reads. I used to read till I met her. Then I stopped reading. Then you started listing
books.
No,
they asked why. What kind of books do you read?
No, they didn't.
Don't
hear
it.
Let's go back and listen. They did not ask.
Let's go back and listen. It didn't come out yet till tomorrow. How are we going to go back and listen?
Whatever. People were listening to this at any time. You unprovoked started listing the books that you had read.
I was throwing out a couple of types of I was saying what styles of books I like.
Richard, you said I could tell you the books that you said.
I said The Hot House. Yes.
No, you never said The Hot House.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Did
you said Yes I Can, the Sammy Davis Jr. story.
Yeah, the Dean Martin story. I forget.
Listen to the story.
Yeah.
It's like everyone from the rap pack.
No, it's just different. Fucking, these
it's
are
like
good books. You know, fucking.
Oh my God.
All of.
And then he was like. And
the
then,
what's his name's books?
I can't remember the guy's name now.
Bradshaw that started Profile. No, not Bradshaw.
No.
Bradshaw's the inner child guy.
Yeah, God.
I can't think of it. I'll think of his name. Relax.
The Profiler, the FBI Profiler.
Yeah.
Guy.
I read all his books, Journey into Darkness.
You're doing it again. But like they were like, why is he like, we asked him the question, what do you like about your wife? And it turned into you listing all the books that you read.
Just a couple.
Okay, but this is what I'm talking about, where you like, we have content. We do
we
things
do.
We say stuff.
We're more interesting than most people. Are you kidding me?
I guess that's where we're different. Like I see it as like, wow, I'm grateful people listen to this and sometimes embarrassed that they do.
You're grateful? Is that really do?
I can't believe anyone, to be honest with you, I can't believe anyone would listen to this. I just don't know why. When we were doing their podcast, I was like, the guys we fuck girls, their audience is young, under 30, women probably.
Not all of them,
but you took none of that into account.
Yes, I did.
And you were just babbling. They kept saying like this, some of these names, you're not going to know who they are. Go ahead and Google them.
No, I brought up Taylor Swift and shit like that, didn't
I? No, you didn't.
Oh, I meant to.
But even Taylor Swift, I mean, it's like so out of touch.
Pink, I brought up Pink. Okay. Pink Eye.
All right, so anyway, that's... You never have any kind of like.
If Pink gets pink eye, if Pink gets pink eye, then people go, "Hey, Pink, you got pink eye."
Can I ask you a question though?
Pink,
Is it because you really think you're not good, so you have to constantly be telling yourself?
Oh no, I know I'm good. Listen, right now, already people are going, this is already riveting, and they're already thinking this is going to be a great podcast. It's already started off great.
I realize when you end the podcast and you go, that was a great podcast. I know. I used to be like, what is he using for criteria? It never made sense to me. And then I figured it out. It's if you talk a lot during the podcast,
if you feel like you dominated, you go,
that was a good podcast.
No, that's your... That's your self-hatred towards yourself, and you're trying
that's
to point
what self-hatred
out.
Is.
Yeah, and your
my self-hatred towards my mother is not as interesting.
Your self-hatred is you're trying to point it at me and reverse it in your head. But listen, there's no reason to hate yourself. You are an accomplished writer, director, comic. Okay, and you could put it in any order you want.
It's not about hating myself, although I do go through spells of pure and utter... Like, the other night I did the show at the Comedy Cellar. This week at the Comedy Cellar, I taped it. And after the set, even though I did fine, I didn't, like, bomb or anything.
It was all right.
It was all right,
right? It was good. It was a good show.
But I had such overwhelming self-hatred.
Is that when you came to the table and just fucking... downplayed everything I did? That's the same night, right?
Yeah, that's the same night. Maybe there is some correlation there.
Yeah, because you felt bad about yourself. So let me make my husband feel bad.
It's weird because I didn't think I was being mean to you. I just wasn't.
No, you were not.
I wasn't propping you up.
No, you were being mean too.
Yeah, I was being mean? Like what?
Yeah, if I didn't say something, you would turn to Bobby.
We were being funny together, Bobby and I.
All I know is if I acted to you the way you acted to me that night, you would have cried all the way home.
Well, you did cry all the way home.
I didn't cry. I just drove home like I always
do. Okay, can I just say this? What was it that made you so mad? I said that was a funny one.
No.
To you at one point, and you lost your shit.
Well, first of all,
I didn't know it was coming.
Well, first of all.
Because a couple times I laughed, you said that was funny, and you were like.
No, here's the thing. And I'm so glad about this. This isn't jealousy. Let me try to explain it. Bonnie, they love Bonnie on the show, and they should. She's great at it. So they use her a lot. And they use me in the beginning, and I don't fit their criteria. Plus, I stink on it. So.
No, you don't.
At the table, I did the show. I taped it once. I didn't prepare because I didn't have the topics till the day before, and I thought it was they sent me topics on Friday, and I thought it was for Tuesday. I go, oh, I got three days to, and then they go, oh no, you're taping tomorrow. That morning, so I wrote a couple jokes, and I try to add some of my material into the topics. Anyhow, but then I did the table where they talk, and that was great because it was me and Bobby. So, but Bonnie's done it a lot, and she deserves, she should be doing it a lot because she does it well. She's a great writer.
All right, enough. Just what?
So then we're sitting at the table doing the table together, myself, Bobby, and Bonnie. But Bonnie's acting like, oh, look at you coming to my show.
No, I didn't.
That's how you were acting. You had a couple drinks. Don't tell me.
I had one drink.
No.
And she I was drinking at that moment.
Like I was a fucking open micer doing.
No. Yes. No. Yes, I never. Yes. Listen, if I was acting like that, that's possible. I didn't know that I was acting like that in my head. I wasn't trying to act like that. I wasn't like. There was no conscious.
Well, I don't try to do certain things that you yell at me about.
Okay, but I'm taking it. I'm saying, okay, well, I don't see it that way.
Her and Bobby, which if we were sitting around just smashing each other.
You and Bobby started off just going at each other.
No.
I just sat there. I let it happen.
She.
You guys were being funny a lot of the time, or I just backed out.
Her and Bobby, it was like when... remember years ago, I don't know if you know this, the movie The Getaway, when the guy kidnapped the wife and the husband, and then the wife turned on her husband and was just like sitting in the front seat with the kidnapper, and they're making out and everything, and she's throwing chicken bones at her husband in the back seat of the car. That's what Bonnie and Bobby were doing. Bonnie found a new guy, and she was throwing chicken fucking bones at me. And everything I said, they would look at each other like, ugh. Like, they would look at each other like, why is he talking to her? That's horrible. It was as fucking...
I don't remember doing that. I remember sometimes not knowing what you were talking about.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. No.
So I wasn't, like, laughing or anything, but I honestly didn't know the take that you had.
And she's sitting there... She has a drink, but not like a fucking beer or a... She has like some drink in a rock cup, like she's like,
a rock's glass.
What's it called? A rock, you know, with
A rock cup sounds like it's got like...
I don't
like
know, whatever they call those.
Coffee mug with like rock and roll.
I don't see how arrogant she is. I don't know.
Oh, how is that arrogant?
Oh, because that's how it was. And she's drinking. She should have had an ascot and a fucking pipe the way she's sitting there.
God.
I felt like I was doing a table with a kid, you know, Alfred the butler.
I will say this in my own defense. I was exhausted. I'd been up since 7:30 that morning.
I was up early, too.
No, I'm telling you my own thing was that.
But I wasn't mean to you or attack you. Like, if you ever came when.
Not
like that.
Okay,
no.
I apologize.
It's not even. No. I'm wrong.
I apologize.
I'm wrong. Wait, hold on. I'm wrong. The attacking part, I don't mind. That's fun. The dismissive part, that's what got me mad. Not the attacking. We do that all the time. That's what we do. Me, Bobby,
Keith.
Yeah,
you have nothing to fight back against. That's what
you did. The dismissive, dismissing me like, oh, why is he doing this with us? Bobby, why is he here?
All right, well, there was a point where one of the topics was about Nimesh, which they said his name is pronounced Nimish.
Whatever.
Which I've always said Nimesh. So Nimish was at Columbia University, and he was doing a stand-up show there, and he got his mic taken away because he was deemed offensive by the people running the show and, you know, had to leave the stage. And so Bobby and I were talking about the climate today and censorship and where we stand with it.
Because I was going, who needs a mic? You just project.
Okay,
that
you said
was
that,
the
and
joke.
Then Bobby and I looked at you in the way that you say you don't like. We were both like, and then I went to Bobby. I go, that's a joke. And you said, no, if someone takes my mic away, I'm just going to keep talking. I won't get off.
Well, because you already.
We both lost our fucking
shit. Yeah, I was
shit.
A man at that. That was funny.
And
you guys were funny.
I mean, talk about not getting the point of the story.
I got the whole point of the story. I was just throwing
You weren't.
Because the whole show is sound bites. They're not going to fucking play this long fucking clip of censorship. So I go, they turn off your mic, fucking talk without it. That's what I was trying to say.
I know, but it's still a dumb take.
It's such a dumb take. How many times have mics cut out on you?
That's not the issue.
I know
that
the issue.
That has nothing to do with the issue of censorship.
The issue is all censorship. I know.
Oh my God. People are pulling you off the stage. No. I'll do my jokes.
Yes. That's,
here's another one.
Yes. I was just fucking around.
Day I was walking down. Leave me alone. I was walking down the street. This funny thing.
You don't get
me.
What I was doing. You don't get it. You don't get obscurity.
Yes, okay.
I was being obscure. That's all.
You're being absurd, I think, is the word you're looking for.
What? Absurd?
Absurd.
Or obscure?
Well, obscure means you're using references that most people wouldn't know.
Yeah, and that's or doing a thing that people won't get. Obscure or absurd or whatever. However you want to put it. I wasn't being serious.
Well, wasn't the... Okay, but how come when I said that's a joke, you were like, no, it's not?
Because you guys didn't laugh. Because you guys just... Whatever. And maybe I just screwed up because I was already so upset already, getting so upset at boiling point. I wasn't answering questions right. And that's what happens when you're getting interrogated and you fucking.
I'm sorry. But sometimes things don't go the way that you want them to. And honestly, I felt like that before and it's awful. And I feel bad that you had to feel like that. But it wasn't. Bobby Kelly and I didn't gang up on you as you accused
You did
us.
You did without planning it. And I don't, if it was
We were just having fun with each other. said that we kept we had a,
oh yeah you,
we were having like a,
yeah but no one tried to get me
together.
You, no, the whole fucking thing. You, yes. Nobody tried to get me involved in any way. You
but
guys,
you, yes,
no.
Okay, because your rhythm was not our rhythm that night. It just
oh,
so happened.
Oh, so I should just sit there and watch you two? We're
no,
doing a,
no.
So you know what? When guess what? Pass the ball, all right? That's what they. That's called teamwork.
Okay,
you pass
you're
the
right.
ball.
I'm sorry.
You didn't pass the ball. I'm going to sit there and try to. Oh, look who's talking now. Hold on, Bobby. Yes, Bonnie. Let him go. What the fuck? How do you get into it? Oh, God, it's him again.
But we weren't always agreeing when we were doing it. We
it
were sometimes
matter.
Disagreeing.
You're
but
right,
then,
but you were doing it without my opinion of
I
anything.
I know, but can I just say one thing? So. When I was talking about something, Bobby
would. I'm surprised you don't have Bobby on the phone right now.
He's listening in. No, if when I was talking about something, Bobby would actually listen and then come back with something about what I was talking about. Then I would listen to him and come back with something, and then you would jump in with something completely different. Sometimes like a completely different topic, and then we'd look like, oh, we were sidelined, you know, from the thing we were talking about. And that's why it wasn't hitting, you weren't hitting exactly as you wanted. Because you weren't listening, you were just looking for places to say your own shit.
No, but I was listening too. But like I said, the show was fucking pretty much quick sound bites. And you guys are having long discussions on the topic.
No, they're just going to take whatever they're going to take. We have to do it for 2.5 hours no matter what.
I know, but like you say to me, sound bites, Rich, sound bites. How many times have you said that to me in my career, sound bites? Okay, now admit that this show is sound bites.
It's sound bites.
Is it? Yes, it's pretty close. It is, right? I'll call Bobby right now. Hold on.
Oh, my God. I wish, you know, about 7 years ago, you decided you were going to make it so we could take phone calls on this podcast. Have you read the literature on it yet?
Have you worked on it either?
Neither do you want me to? I said 100 times, I'll do it.
I'll figure it out.
And you were like, no,
you can't.
I'll do it.
You can't.
Rich, by this afternoon, I'll have it set up. Do you want me to?
No, you won't, because you don't have the right stuff.
You?
Oh, our phone's ringing.
See?
Our other phone.
I told you.
It's me calling it.
Oh.
Oh, shit. I'm so funny.
Oh, my God. How dare you, Rich, dismiss me like that with a phone call? Do you want me to set it up? I'll have it set up by this afternoon.
You won't have it set up by this afternoon.
I will. I'll have it set up by the time. Yes.
You don't even know how to turn on the
I'll figure
podcast.
It out. I can easily figure it out.
No.
100%.
You can't do it. You don't have. You need certain equipment to do it.
I'm not in. Leave a message.
I will find out everything we need and have it done by the time you get
home. Oh, he's traveling.
All right.
What's
do you
that?
Want me to?
What's that?
Do you want me to?
No, you can
to?
Look online and see and then go buy the equipment if you want.
Where's the equipment that we had?
We didn't have the right equipment. We had some dumb thing. But how do you take phone calls unless you're, you know, you're in you don't need phone calls.
But like to call your friend or something.
Well, whatever. There's a thing. You need a lot of shit. It's not that
have
easy.
Have you ever even Googled it?
Yes, I tried to start it, but I didn't have the right stuff or whatever. Whatever. All right, let's move on. What do you want to read off of your phone?
Oh, okay. So I get this morning from Rich. In case I die or come up missing. I don't know if you needed to add that part. Or up missing?
Yeah. You know.
Why are you going to come up missing?
If I get kidnapped or something. Or
okay. In case I die or come up missing, period.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we going to go after punctuation, huh? Is that what we're doing? Is this about fucking punctuation or me trying to help you? Okay, me trying to help the absent-minded person that has no idea what's going on.
I know.
You go right, the first thing you do is say punctuation.
I'd have to like literally go marry someone who knows like how to read numbers. I'd just be like, can you read this number? And if they could do it properly the first time, I'd marry them. Because that's one thing you're good at, right? You know numbers.
Ugh, you're really getting on my nerves. You're trying to punctuation, Bobby. You have to see what he did, what he wrote.
Well, he would push back against that because he's like you in that way.
Oh, really? Go ahead. So what?
In case I die or come up missing, remember I love you, and you can't remarry any of my friends. Okay, so that's how he starts.
No.
We may get married. Kate and I might get married.
Oh, I noticed that light when my fucking couch bed. Go ahead. Oh, certain thing. Oh, Go ahead. Go ahead.
One.
Can you get that pimple lasered off?
It may be there for a long time. I get used to it.
Can you?
It's like hard and dry. It's like there's
might
like.
Might be a tumor.
No, I thought so for a while too. I was like, do I have to go get this cut out of my head? Oh. I don't get acne very often, but when I do, it's fucking brutal. It's brutal. One, mortgage is with Bank of America.
Well,
okay.
You don't have to give this.
Oh, sorry.
I talked about mortgage.
So they are. Oh, this is okay.
What?
Go to the bank and arrange how you will pay, since the money is directly taken out of my account. So that's for the mortgage and stuff. Don't worry, you will have enough to take care of it. Two, safety deposit box. If you're able to get into it. Oh, you are able to get into it because I put you on the paperwork. Thank you. Go in with something to carry stuff out.
Yeah, you take it into the room. You take it into a private room. They don't let you. You're not going to go in with a fucking, you know.
Old will is in there in case it's not renewed. Like, that's it. Like, you're getting it renewed in the next couple of weeks, right? Like, that line is just for if you die in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I got to get it updated. I had my ex-wife on the old will. Because when
I
did it, my kids were younger and get money for schooling.
Redo it. If there's any money in there.
No, don't.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I know about that stuff.
No, you didn't know that
one. I did. He's saying that you don't deposit any more than $9,000 at a time or the IRS will be contacted through the bank.
Yes.
I know that from watching movies. I already know that.
Oh. I mean, we pay taxes. Yeah, why would I put that? Because we've paid all of our taxes. But go ahead.
Okay. Then you tell me where the key to the box is. Okay, ring, necklace, blah, blah, blah. They're all insured. Two lighters, like...
Those two lighters are worth $500 a piece, so I want you to give one to one person, one to the other, who I said to give them to.
Oh, my God.
You would look at those lighters and just throw them out, but they're $500 a piece, those lighters. You go, what the fuck? They don't even work because they're not full of butane or whatever.
Bank accounts. There are a couple of them. Blah, 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 blah. Ooh, that's nice. I didn't know about that.
About what?
That account. And Raina's account. Oh.
What?
You're making me pay out a lot of money to people.
That's nothing compared.
I
was going to raise it.
Car bill of sales are in the trunk. Hmm. Copy of a will is in there. Okay. Bills that get paid straight out of my checking account, he says. Bills I write checks to. And then you got all the addresses there.
Now, I don't have any addresses.
Now valuables, he says. Any pair of sneakers still in the box is worth at least $300 a pair.
Yeah.
What? You better not use any of those, Kate.
Don't fuck with my box sneakers. Don't even fuck with Jordans.
Don't even fuck with Jordans. Pairs out of box that are Jordans are also worth something. At least three sets of golf clubs in the basement, car, and closet. Ben will help you sell them. My God, I got to contact like your friends.
My golf clubs are worth thousands of dollars if you put
jewelry,
them all together.
Jewelry, watch, rings. That tells me where some of the stuff is, where you've hidden it. Oh my God, where you've hidden some cash. Your Louis Vuitton computer bag.
And the other bag.
You know? A Duty and Burke bag under the bed. You decide, but it is expensive.
Yeah, well, you'll just throw things out, but those fucking Louis Vuitton bags give one to my daughter.
I hate to break to you, even with this thing, you might not get everything you want in here.
Yes.
Bows that are in cases are worth money. I have some, listen to this. It gets to this. I have some shirts in a plastic bag downstairs from all the TV shows I did. Please don't throw them out.
Yeah, give those. What if they open like a Hard Rock for Comedy or something and they want some Rich Voss memorabilia? You know, the shows from Rosie, shirts from Rosie, shirts from fucking Deb.
The things
Cam,
that
the
I
view.
Have to do for your estate is unbelievable.
Yeah, but because
in the trunk is my stamp collections.
Yeah.
Save for Raina. When she gets older, it would be worth something and cool for her to have. Will it, though?
Yes. Yes, it will, because there's some fucking cool stamps. Oh, I'm sorry. Keep her on the computer. Don't sit down and look at the nice stamps.
I'm sorry. In a lockbox, In the closet, there are basketball cards. Word something. Save for Raina or give to Jess. Pictures in the closet. Don't throw out. Don't throw out. Decide where they should go.
Yeah, all my good pictures.
Sort your pictures.
They're good. These are fucking.
Cremate me. Oh, this is. Cremate me. Save some of the ashes for decoration.
Yeah, in a urn.
And spread some at a comedy club in Neshannock Valley Golf Course.
Yeah, drop some in a comedy club.
It's so weird.
What's weird about
decoration?
In a urn or urn. What do they call it? An urn.
An urn.
Yeah. Put it in an urn on a mantle. Hey, that's rich.
I want a good memorial. If I know I'm on my way out, I will make a video to play at that memorial, and you can direct. Oh, thank you. I love you dearly. You make me happy and a little bit better of a person. And all of my kids I love so much. They have made me so proud. Tell Raina to practice her piano, please. Okay, gotta go play my lottery. What a weird note.
It's to help you, instruct you on how to do things and not to throw everything out.
Yeah. I will have some gums left, probably.
Oh,
could you please package those up and send them to a homeless shelter?
Listen, the bills, you'll just fucking, you know.
My CDs.
Fuck. I didn't even get into the iTunes and all that shit. Sound Exchange. Fuck. Yeah, you're going to do pretty well. Don't let the, what Rich Voss is worth online. That's all bullshit. Okay, bullshit.
What, too high or too low?
Too low.
Oh.
Too low, lifting my left shoulder. And I know
am I going to do with you?
This is what's going to happen when I got the first call. Bobby, come over. What do you want?
I'm just going to have an open estate sale, but no sale.
You're not having a sale.
I'll be like, anyone who's a Rich Voss fan can come. No, at your memorial, I'll just have stuff out that people can take.
No. Give those.
But no, I'm not going to give the golf clubs each set. I was like, you could take one.
You got to put the sets together. You got to find all the clubs. I think you can figure out what, if they say Callaway, you put the Callaways together. If they say Ping 10, you put them.
Rich,
Ping 15,
Rich.
What?
Listen, you know I'm an atheist, right? So I believe when you're dead, you're dead. So I don't have to do you're dead. You won't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know what's going to happen. You're going to fuck everything up that I worked hard for in my life.
And I won't feel guilty about it because you won't know.
Yes.
There's nothing.
You see that little thing up there with the pen? Turn around. You see the Oscar pens in there?
Yeah.
Those pens are those Oscar pens.
Rich, listen, why don't you go and get rid of this shit now and get some money for us while you're cool. Fucking living? Like, why would you make it so? Like, hey, listen,
so
here's a bag of junk that I want you to go sell so that you can have something in your life. Don't worry about it. I'll be fine. I don't need to sell your
fucking
junk.
I'm
getting it's weird to be like I'm gonna fucking write you a letter now. Like, okay, I have some
the main
gym
thing
clothes
was about the bills.
That if you go to Etsy and put them on a website, you're gonna make an extra $67.
No.
Now I want that to go to Raina.
No, first
now
of all,
listen.
No, shut up. I was doing the whole thing was about
there's
the bills.
Gonna be food in the freezer that's perfectly good that you're not
gonna
it to a homeless shelter.
No, it's not stupid. It's you're stupid because
you're stupid.
You're fucking
stupid.
You're stupid.
You're stupid
because you're
under my car. There's some water bottles that are probably if you clean them up good, you can.
Oh, really? Good ahead. You know, somebody who's looking out for you, trying to help you out.
I understand the bigger things, but then to be like, okay, you take my golf clubs, you got to put them all out and then put them together.
Yeah, you just sort them together. How hard to take
pictures. Now sort them out according to the years.
All right, forget it. It's not the years, the brand. I have a set of Callaway irons.
Now, I have a lot of coffee cups with different comedy clubs on them.
I would
like them to go back to the comedy clubs.
La, la, la.
And they can... I'll sign all the cups, and then hopefully I'll have time before I die, and then they'll put them in some kind of a glass case at the comedy clubs.
see what happens when you try. We're going to wrap this up. This isn't going to be a long one.
Oh, really? You're getting upset again?
No, I'm not getting upset.
Oh, my God.
Those pens are $500.
Now, I want you to take pictures of all my tattoos and before I die.
I'm telling you, those pens from the Oscars.
Get velvet paintings made of them. Okay, now I want you to take the velvet paintings and give them to the people that have been doing Patreon. All right.
I'm throwing all your shit out.
Not all the people doing Patreon.
When you die, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm taking your clothes and just throwing it out.
You know what, Rich? It's fine, because you know why? I'll be dead. Yeah, I'm not going to be fucking worried. If there is something, life after death, do you think you're still going to be like worried about weird junk from this life? No. You're going to be like, oh, whatever.
That painting right there, see the painting?
I don't care.
No, I'm just going to tell you something. That painting behind us, the Nietzsche's, if I'm going to go get it checked, if it's a real watercolor, it's worth about $4,000 or $5,000. Oh, hey, you have $4,000 or $5,000 to throw. If it's a print, it's only worth $300 or $400.
Okay, then take it and get the money. Why are you waiting?
Because it's art. I want to keep. Because it's art, and I'm keeping art in the house.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, why would it be my responsibility after you die to go and get that, like, whatever you call it?
Because one, you're gonna have to keep busy. Two.
No, I'm not going to have to keep busy. I'm going to have all kinds of men over here all the time helping me out, you know, making sure I'm okay.
Oh, really?
Hugging it out with me.
What are they going to do?
Crying on their shoulder.
Put some alcohol on a cotton ball and press it on your forehead? Is that what they're going to do?
I'm hoping that by the time you die, this it will be gone.
Okay. All right. Then you see those two pictures we got there?
Rich,
no, I'm just saying you don't
understand.
I'm not
going to just start throwing. What do you think I'm going to do? Just start throwing everything out? No, it'll be a process of over many, many years that these things will come and go through my life. You know, and I'm not going to sit around and be like, oh, well, Rich did put in a letter one time that I had to like make sure that, you know, oh, these fireplace pokers are worth something.
I only put the important stuff, and I didn't even go over the artwork.
I try not to argue the smaller issue. The bigger issue is that you're probably not going to get everything you want in that letter, and it won't matter because if there is
the
some
main part
kind
of that letter,
you know, heaven or earth after this.
Just give everything to Jessica, Raina, and Ellen.
They don't want it either. Yes. That's what I'm saying. You're making people do work for you because in your mind, you're sick.
No.
You have an issue.
I don't have any.
Yes, you do. You're like, oh, I have stamp collections that are worth like $8.
$8? Are you kidding? They're worth, I'm telling you,
then
it's a
go
scam.
And fucking get them cashed in now.
No.
Nobody wants them.
Because years, when you have coins, when Jessica's Jessica's 11.
I'll keep them for my great granddaughter.
No,
then
when Jessica's fucking 40, that's gonna be they're gonna be 100 and something years old. Do you understand the value of things when the older they are?
I just think it's bizarre.
They're like coins. No, it's not bizarre.
Then you say, okay, then give somebody some coin collectors, but then I have to like go and sell sneakers and
well, you
make
can't
sure
just
golf
throw.
Clubs go to the right people.
Yes, too,
and
yeah.
Here's a jacket that's fur lined, so it's important. And it's
no, I gave you that jacket. Like, that's your jacket.
You know what I'm saying?
Those pens are $500.
Stop arguing.
They're Mount Blanc pens.
Even talking about a specific jacket, I'm giving you how stupid you sound.
I don't sound stupid. I just
here's a Dooney and Burke bag that's under the fucking
bed. It's a Dooney and Burke.
I'm saying, Rich, it's
give it to someone that would appreciate it.
All right, I'll do whatever I fucking want to do with it. That's my point, is that you're asking people to do stuff after you die.
I would do it for you.
Ridiculous.
If you asked me to do stuff for you.
No, you would do it. Okay, I want you to throw out literally every single thing that I have, even the stuff that's worth money. I want my rings thrown out. I want it all burned and thrown out. Will you do it?
I'll burn your clothing, yes, if that's
will you burn the expensive stuff?
No.
Will you burn the stuff that's
money?
No,
I'll donate it. I'll donate it.
No, I don't want it donated.
I'll donate
it burned.
I'll donate it.
I want it burned. I want it burned with me.
No.
I'll donate it. In the incinerator.
Okay, look, I'm sorry. I try to help. And another way you twist things and get mad.
Will you do it?
Yeah, I'll do whatever you want.
Okay, I want everything burned with me. I want all my fucking expensive handbags burned with me.
The only thing that'll be left will be that fucking pimple sitting on a fucking table.
Good.
Good. Now you're getting mad.
Huh. I'm not. I'm saying you're saying I would do it for you. No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would do.
You would do the things that you think should be done for yourself.
If you left
for
these
me, but you wouldn't really.
If
do
you
the things,
said give this to my mom or give this to my sister, I would do it.
You wouldn't do the things that I'm asking you to
yes.
do. Only what
no,
you think
I would,
is acceptable.
If you put stuff that was specific,
okay,
I would
I want
do
you
it.
To, okay, after I die, I want you to take all my notebooks and organize them in order. It's going to be hard because there's no dates on them, but try to figure out the dates that they go in.
All right.
Organize them in order, you know, put them in.
I didn't do
bins.
It like that. I, you know what? I wasn't that intense or that deep. I just said, take,
I want you to do
I
that.
Just said, give my
you.
Stamp collection to my youngest daughter, okay? So when she gets older, one, it was enjoyable collecting them. Two, it might be enjoyable for her to look at them and go, oh, look how old that is. That's cool. Or look at those bird stamps. Or look at the stamps
you
of every state.
Your daughter.
Do you look at the stamp?
You
know no, good.
Daughter.
Well, you know what? And all the photograph, all the photo albums of me and my other kids, most of my photos with Raina are online. We don't have really that many photo albums with Raina because we don't take pictures anymore. But I have tons of photo albums with my other kids. If you can't throw those out, those are lifelong memories.
Out, but those are things that you go, you let your wife decide what go, you know. It's like, it's not that specific.
Yeah. See those pens?
But then you're, see, that's what I'm talking about. Now you're talking about pens.
They're worth $500. They're from the Oscars. You can't go, look at that. That's a big deal. Those are Mount Black. I'm just saying you don't.
You won't know. Do you not get that?
I know
you
I won't.
You won't know
I
if
won't.
I shove those pens up my fucking ass every day for the rest of
well,
my
please,
life.
Please, I can't even put a finger there. So you're going to put a whole box of pens?
Do you really, like.
What?
My point.
You know, when I was
try
doing
to it, understand the bigger point. You won't no, care.
I will care because as I'm dying, I'll know what you do with that. Do this, do that. If I'm in the hospital for like months, dying.
Well, don't you think that'd be like a good thing to like release yourself from the chains of these worldly possessions?
I will. Then I'll take care of it. I'll go one at a time every day. I'll say, do this with that. Do this with that. You know. I'm just trying to look out for you and everybody around.
I know you
and my kids.
I know that you.
I was looking out for
in
my
your girl. Brain. You think it's doing something for us, but it's really a sickness in your own brain.
It's
you
not
really
a sickness.
Yes,
it's helping
it
my kid. Oh, really? To tell you that these are the bills that
no,
come directly
no,
out of
no,
my.
No, those are all good things. That's,
oh, so you only. Pick
I'm talking
what's
about
good
when
to you.
You get into like handbags and
just
you know,
some expensive things.
T-shirts.
I didn't
know,
say all
that's
those
getting
shirts.
Into like some
no,
serious
you
OCD
would go downstairs
weirdness.
And see you know, it's in one of those plastic.
But again, if I did,
but
it
listen,
doesn't matter.
You would look at those shirts and go, oh, what are these? And throw them out. But those shirts are from TV shows
who
and
cares?
Parts of my. Who cares? My kids care because that's
okay,
from
so,
their father's career.
Okay, I'll give everything to your kids. It's fine. That's not my
yes.
point. My point is that you're getting so worked up about
I'm not getting
the,
worked, you're
pen,
getting worked
like,
up. You
no,
know,
I was
you
making
started,
jokes about it. You started losing your mind. I said, if I don't
I'm
do
crazy.
Everything you tell me to do, you're not going to know. You're like, you better do it.
No, you're saying I'm crazy for writing
you have
this.
Some OCD issues,
no,
clearly.
No.
Something's wrong.
I want, you know what? Mostly everything. Except,
now, what are you going to do for me after I die?
Wait, can I finish?
Die first?
Can I die? Can I finish first? Mostly everything gets left to Jessica, Ellen, and Raina because that is what they have. I don't have shit from my parents. What do I have that bring back any memories? All
you
that stuff.
You only fought over stuff that you thought was worth money with your
no,
sister.
No, that's not
you
true.
Didn't really
I gave my
want...
sister back to silverware. I had all my mother's silverware.
You guys fought because of the money. There
no,
was no time where
no.
I was like, well, this means a lot. Here's
oh, no,
a t-shirt that
I
means
got
a
stuff
lot
from
to
my
me.
Grandfather. That's not true. You're wrong. I got pictures from my grandparents' house. That's from my grandparents, that hutch over there. So you're wrong.
You were going to give up the hutch for a
no,
fucking
I wasn't. I was
treadmill.
I was going to put it in the basement. I wouldn't give it up. That hutch is from my grandmother's house. All right? That's from my grandmother's house right there. That hutch right there. So don't tell me that. That's not true. I have
or a house full of hutches.
Well, the other one's a something cabinet. I don't That's a hutch in the other. And I have my dog tag from my grandfather. From my mother, I have a couple things. I have a in the safety deposit.
Well, you were waiting for the lists. Here it is.
I was in the safety deposit
listing things
box.
He has from his grandparents.
In the safety deposit box, I have a watch
why are you
from my mother.
This stuff?
Because you're saying I don't have anything. You're saying only stuff I wanted was stuff
from your parents.
No, that's not true.
Grandparents.
No.
It's fine. Whatever.
Okay. And I have from my dad.
I'll do whatever you want me to do.
No, don't.
I tried to make you see something you don't want to see. It. Fine. I'll do whatever.
It's not OCD in any possible way. It's planning. It's what is a will OCD? This is just an extension of a will. A will is not OCD. All this is a little derivative extension of a will. So if you think,
I have a penny from 1997 that I would like to go to.
No, you're making a joke. But that, right there, I just clarified what it is. That's all it is. It's just,
it's getting a little detailed.
No,
up a Dooney and Burke bag, it's getting a little detailed.
Well, I just threw that in.
Jordans, come on, that's getting a little weird.
Those sneakers, you would.
Yes, and I may throw them all out regardless. I'm not going to do any work and try to fucking sell $300 sneakers. I'm just telling you right now.
By then, they'll probably be worth $1,000 a piece.
I'd have to be in some pretty dire straits to fucking set up a site online and try to sell. Maybe I'll give them to Raina and she could sell them.
Whatever, you guys can start a little business.
Well, oh, thank you, though. No, I appreciate that. To make sure that we're always working to make it at $300, make the ends meet. God forbid you have the money in a lump sum for us. No, it's in shoes. It's in sneakers.
There's 3,000 in the boxes.
Here's your future.
Yeah, there's 3,000 in boxes.
Anything with a red stripe, that's worth more.
Yeah, no, good. Good. If I didn't write anything out for you, you would just be fucking, you would explode. Your head would explode. All right? That's all. I'm just trying to help you out. If not, you know what? I'll be dead. Fuck it. You just fucking fall apart without me trying to help you out. Yeah, that's what will happen. Yeah.
Listen to me. Why does everything have to be so black and white? I appreciated you doing
that
for me.
No, you didn't. You made fun of me.
Then when it got into the weird stuff, I made fun of that. Yes.
The weird stuff is not weird to me, though. It's not weird to me. It's weird to you.
Yes, because I'm the one that has to do it. Because in your mind, things that you want are more important than anything else.
It's not what I want. It's what I want for my kids.
If you wanted something for your kids, you wouldn't spend all your money on fucking sneakers.
I don't spend all my money. When I say give my stamp collection to my daughter, you laugh. Like, that's fucking...
She'll think it's cool, which made me laugh. Fine, I'll give the stamp collection to Raina. Cool. It's fine. But I'm saying, like, when you spend all this money on sneakers
and then
we have to now channel that back into money, that's weird.
No, that's
a bizarre thing.
No, you don't.
Here,
understand.
I've invested in all these sneakers. Now, all you have to do is spend 6 to 8 months selling them online.
No, that's not what I do. First of all, I wear
And if you can't see that, then that's fine.
I wear most of my sneakers, but there's some top quality sneakers that are at another level of the sneakers that I wear.
Great. You're wonderful. Thank you so much.
They're collectibles.
No, I appreciate it.
Do people collect cars? Old cars? Do people collect cars? Do people collect trading cars? People collect sports cars?
For their family?
For cars.
Do they do it and pretend they're doing it for their family?
No, I'm not doing it for the family. It's just something I collect.
Right.
But if I don't wear them by the time I'm dead, they're collectibles. That's all. That makes a lot of sense.
That's fine to say that. Good.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Those sneakers, if I don't wear them...
But don't pretend then that if I don't do something with those sneakers or I give them away, that it's like...
Well, okay, you're giving collectibles away.
All right.
Yeah. You're giving collectibles. Huh. You going to give my rings away if I die? What are you going to do with those?
I'm going to put them in the casket with you.
No.
Burn them with you.
No.
Why? You want them. You love them so much.
No, you don't.
And I'm going to put you in a flannel shirt done up to the...
Yeah, you could do that.
And a fedora.
Yeah, you could do that. And put a golf club there.
Put a golf club in with you.
Not from one of my sets.
I don't know if you're allowed to. You want to be cremated, right?
Cremated, not cremated.
Okay. Cremated.
Yes.
You want to be cremated.
Yes.
And I don't know if you can put stuff in there with you, but I'll put the rings on you if you're allowed.
At the funeral? You don't
There's an open casket?
Yeah, if I look good, if I got smashed in the head with a hammer or something, don't, if I look good, yeah.
I'll probably do a frying pan.
First, what I would like to be, this is what I really want. Okay. I don't know if you'll go through this. I would like, if we make our nice video before I die, I would like to be propped up at my funeral and maybe like in a coffin with it open, but have it stood up with a mic in front of me and then play the video we made, my last set.
Okay, cool.
You don't think that's cool? You wouldn't do that, my last set?
No, I'll do whatever you want me to do.
No, you won't.
Eh, you won't know. I could say, I'll say it now. I'll say yes. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'm going to, now I see my path. My path is to yes you to death while you're alive and do whatever I want to do.
I'm going to have Jenny, I'm going to have Jenny take care of all of this.
Good.
Jenny,
you know, will what? Do it. Jenny right now, jumping up and down. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Rich. Thank you.
Because she's responsible. I'm going
to
go with.
Yeah, no. Anybody who wants to take care of somebody's estate after they die, I'm sure is thrilled. Especially if it's an estate that's got zero money to it. just junk. You're going to have to go through some pens, Jenny. Just warning you.
Yeah. That's who I picked, Jenny. How do you like that?
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Oh, you don't want to plug any of your gigs?
December 22nd, I'm in Chicago at the North Bar. Get your tickets now.
Are you? All right. This weekend, I'll be at Levity Live, tonight through Sunday, Nyack. Then next weekend, I'll be at the Comedy Cabaret in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Then go to richvoss.com for all my sites. Voss Roast, thank you. I will talk to you later.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.